From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigns. Flynn acknowledged late Monday that he had, in his words, inadvertently briefed Vice President Mike Pence and others with what he called incomplete information. That information regarded phone conversations he had with the Russian ambassador in the weeks before President Trump took office. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters the president did the right thing to ask for Flynn's resignation.
And I think the president made the right decision to ask for his resignation. You cannot have a national security advisor misleading the vice president and others.
Opposition Democrats on Capitol Hill quickly criticized the handling of the matter. Here's Representative Adam Schiff.
Resignation of Michael Flynn was brought about not by discovering the falsehood, but by the fact that the falsehood became public. And that ought to be deeply disturbing to everyone.
A congressional investigation is very likely. The president named retired Army General Keith Kellogg as his acting national security advisor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need of members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. He told reporters in Brussels countries boosted their defense spending by $10 billion last year. But that was only five, but only five out of 28 members are meeting their targets.
So we will, at our meeting, stress the importance of fair burden sharing and higher defense spending for the alliance.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Brussels to take part in the talks. U.S. Federal Judge Robert Robart says the case challenging President Trump's temporary travel ban from seven countries will move forward. The Justice Department asked him to put it on hold. This is VOA News. People living near the Oroville Dam in Northern California are allowed to go back to their homes. Erosion on the dam spillway and the threat of floods caused officials to issue an evacuation order Monday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honea issued an evacuation warning and asked residents to keep an eye on conditions as they develop.
Taking into account the current level of risk, the predicted strength of the next round of inclement weather, and the capacity of the lake to accommodate increased inflow associated with those storms, we have concluded that it is safe to reduce the immediate evacuation order currently in place to an evacuation warning. This allows evacuated residents to return to their homes and for businesses in the area to resume operations.
The head of California's water agency says repairs to the spillway will cost between $100 and $200 million. The New York Times newspaper reports Russia has secretly deployed a ground-launched cruise missile that may be in violation of the 1987 U.S.-Russia Arms Control Treaty. The State Department would not directly comment on the report, but indicated concern over violations of another arms treaty. The U.S. Office of Government Ethics has released a letter saying the White House should investigate the public endorsement given by presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway to products produced by the president's daughter. Conway made the endorsement after a major retail store announced it was pulling Ivanka Trump's clothing line from its shelves. The endorsement by the high official is seen as a violation of government standards of conduct. The U.S. Senate voted Tuesday to confirm former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to head the Small Business Administration. The 81-19 vote was a rare show of bipartisanship on Capitol Hill. Turkish security forces said Tuesday they arrested a French citizen of Turkish origin who is allegedly one of the planners of the New Year's Eve nightclub bombing in Istanbul. Prosecutors identified the 22-year-old man with the initials AS. President Trump Tuesday signed legislation rescinding a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments to the U.S. or foreign governments for commercial development. The rule was contained in the Dodd-Frank Financial Oversight Law, and supporters of the move say canceling the regulation will create jobs. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the economy is improving enough to consider raising interest rates during the next few months. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen told a congressional committee Tuesday that she expects the economy to continue in its modest expansion. The United States has designated Venezuela's vice president as an international narcotics trafficker, that coming under the U.S. Kingpin Act. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.